the dragon, tell me now. Flying high and breathing fire, how? Who is the one going to let's talk loud? History that's Welsh and proud. Was the castle standing tall? Mighty walls and echoing halls. Why does she guess, tell me all? Rolling hills and ancient calls.
Closer, welcome to Tales for Wales, the pub quiz all about Welsh history. I didn't write anything down before
that was
starting this
very
episode.
Good, very accurate, concise.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, this is a history podcast, and tonight we are doing a Welsh quiz, so that's kind of how, and we're having a pint, so yeah, what I just said there was accurate. Descriptive, not very funny. Yeah, I grant you. Yeah, sorry, hold my hands up. I plead guilty of the fifth, my liege.
Guilty of the fifth. I'm guilty of pleading the fifth.
Also, we've had like several pints and it's our third record.
Yeah. Jesus, yeah.
What you drink? We haven't even discussed what you're drinking, to be fair.
Oh, mate, I had one cheeky Stella that I sent a picture to you about because I'm fucking hard, apparently. And then, and I've been on the Carlin since, mate, but I have got a reserve. I've been dying to just use this up because it's so sweet and
That horrible vodka,
mango and passion fruit vodka, and some Coke. But that's only in if things get dire, if things get a bit.
Well, I bought some nice spice rum for later, but I've been on the Carlsberg pint cans, you know, like the mega cans.
Oh, the Pilsners, Carlsberg Pilsner.
Yeah, the pills, the Carlsberg Pilsner, but the big ones, like not a 480, a proper pint one. Well, they're bigger than a pint. They're like a litre or whatever. Well, pint, I don't know.
A litre. A thousand you know milliliters.
But I don't get it because I got a pint glass, right? Mm. But then the pint can is bigger and I filled it to the top and it's still got like...
What's a pint? What's that? Fucking 5,
480?
6? No, it's 5, 6 something. And I think those big ones are like 600 mil or something like that.
So this can is 5, 6, 8.
Pint is 5, 6, 8. So,
But do you know what I mean? Like a Carlin
is
would fit a whole
one. Is the head going over
so,
maybe?
Most cans are 473 milliliters and then pints of 5, 6, 8. I don't understand how it works. I'm not a mathematician, okay? Sue me. And I'm not going down.
Listen, numbers aren't my bag, all right?
No, they are not my bag. But it's just big. I'm so tired.
That's all I can say. It's big.
This is coming off the like. If you listened to an episode a couple of weeks ago, I'm running about 3 hours sleep a night. I have gone doolally a tap. I'm in the midst of a sprawling insomnia phase.
I'm impressed. I have nothing but respect because, like, I was expecting you to be absolute grumpus. These three episodes. You're, right, get on with it. Tell me about the mad. Tell me about the charts.
I'm not grouchy. I'm just like I'm manic. So I'm all over the shop. Like, how many songs do they sing to you today? Don't talk about the content, but how many songs do they sing you today?
So many. I had so many voice notes. And one thing, you sent me two voice notes and you said, can we circle back to this soon, please? I'd really like your input. And it was just him fucking singing absolute bollocks to me.
Yeah, it was a bit mad.
Corporate spiel as well.
Yeah, I loved that. I sent really stupid voice notes and then asked people to come back to me as soon as possible. I asked one of our mates who's good at like SEO stuff, like helping you get discoverability online, and I said, oh mate, how do you think we can get, if you type in on Google search Welsh history podcast, how do you think we can go up higher? And he gave me a really helpful response and I just responded going, oh yeah, I'm a real clever idiot, and just like mocked him for it.
I know how he feels. You do that to me often because you you say do you reckon we should do this, mate? And I go, yeah, I think that'd be a really good idea, and then you'll send me a voice note going, oh, I'm David, I think it's a really good idea.
Oh, it's really smart actually.
Yeah, I've been a victim of that many a time.
I was saying, so my friends in work who know me quite well now, I'm really good at dishing it out and I hate any reprise. So if anything I do, if I dish out love, I hate receiving it back. I don't like being touched. I don't like being cuddled or hugged.
I was just about to say that applies in the physical world. Like, you're an absolute touchy-feely. If I fucking lay a hand on you, like, get off. I'll lock you out.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But I love giving people a kutch, but I don't like it receiving one. I love giving bants to people. If I get it back, I cry and I'm quite thin-skinned. and I'm not really good at the WhatsApp group, right? Even now, there's four of us in this chat, but it goes to probably, I'm not joking, probably 500 messages a day are in it. When I'm busy at work, I don't respond to anything. And we've got the Teams chat and the WhatsApp chat, and there's loads of messages. The minute I've done my work and I want to play, if they ignore me, I'm not. I'm just like, fucking hell, like, sorry, there was a bunch of squares. I'm just always kicking off for it. But if people do that to me, I get really grouchy. I'm like, oh, I'm actually working right now.
Yeah, I'm actually working really hard, actually. I don't even have notifications in my ear.
Yeah, which is annoying, to be fair, isn't it? And I am going to stop having the sound come through my laptop, because I do notice sometimes when we record on lunchtimes, you can hear the ping of a Teams message. So I do apologize for that, our avid listeners.
Mate, you're just trying to show what a fucking worker ant you are, aren't you? Like an absolute soldier in the mix.
Should we plug the Patreon? We won't do a heavy plug. Do you have anyone to shout out, by the way?
Let me have a look now. We have a shout out to an Ian Gardner, who is one of our Jibber Jabber members. He's an Ian Gardner. He's an Ian Goer, as you've just said. And I've just stolen
plow my field. Oh.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. The absolute green thumb that he is.
The green finger boy.
Green fingered boy. So cheers, Ian, for being a part of the old Jibber Jabber, mate.
Legend. Much
legend.
Appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. One of the many legends that are part of the family here.
Yeah, we should do this thing where we rename anyone who becomes a patron, we rename them a Welsh, we try and make them a knightly sounding name. This is for maybe off air.
Or like a Prince of Wales or something.
Yeah, we could call him like a...
Mate, you've just added another tier to the Patreon, the Prince tier.
Well, I listened to one podcast where anyone who's a Patreon gets their name turned into a B name, and they call things like Ian Stingfucker Gardener or something stupid like that. I think we should just steal
Stingfucker Gardener.
Yeah, that's not quite exactly what we do.
Not quite what I was on about.
But they changed their legal name and replaced it with a B name, and I think maybe we should try to do the same for
make it a princely Welsh name of some kind. I like that. All right,
or a princessly.
Like I said, this is a this is more for me and you, isn't it, than the listeners, but there we are.
All right, so we're doing a quiz episode today, but I've used AI to write these, and I've done a bit of a sense check, and most of them, I don't know the answers. I've done it, so I said, will you write me 10 questions about Welsh history, but make it not too... I've given it parameters for each round, but I've also said hold the answers till the end, so I don't see the answers. And I've sense checked the questions, and some of them I can tell, okay, that makes sense. But some I Googled and they were wrong. And so I think the way we should do it is, so it's like coherent for the listener. We'll do it in sections of 10 at a time, and then we can check any questions by Google or whatever at the end if we have any concerns or whatever. So if we think, that doesn't sound quite right, we could quickly Google it to check.
So we get the question asked, we answer, it'll say... Yeah. Right or wrong at the end.
No, so what we'll do, at the end. So we'll do them in 10. And instead of having, for me and you, having to edit, say if we go, let's check if that's right, Google, edit, that'll take time. If we just finish the round and then quickly check them, we could just cut that out in one big slice, so it's not so much.
And we can just say, right, that was a bollocks, that was not correct.
Yeah.
And we were right or whatever. Yeah, I got you.
And I was thinking, if you get your Google, if you get a Word document open, and you can track our score, and if you write it down, like question one, A, B, C, or D, whatever our answer is, so you'll see like 1, B, 2, D, and then at the end I can read out what we got, and you can tell me what our
number
was.
All right, then.
So,
no worries.
So question one, who was the last native Prince of Wales? A, Llywelyn the Great, and this is for people to play at home as well, so you don't need to write anything down, you just write down our answer.
Okay, good. Go on.
So people at home play along as well. And if you get it wrong, you got a drink. If you get it right, you get a wink. I don't know what that
means. Nice, yeah. Okay.
So, first question, round one. Who was the last native Prince of Wales? Llywelyn the Great, Owain Glyndŵr, Dafydd ap Gruffydd, Rhodri the Great. Owain, in it.
None of them, right? Say that again.
Well, Owain Glyndŵr pronounced himself Prince of Wales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I guess.
So, yeah. So it's him.
Go on then. Go for Owain Glyndŵr then.
So, question two. Which Welsh pirate, born in 682, became one of the most famous pirates of the Golden Age of Piracy? Bartholomew Roberts, Black Bart, Edward Teach, Blackbeard, William Kidd, or Anne Bonny?
It's Barty, obviously, isn't it?
It's got to be Barty. Should we see if they're right on the on when he was born? 1682,
yeah, should we check,
correct.
Should we fact that check? They get it right, did it? Yeah. Those bloody robots, they know what they're doing, don't they?
In 1904 to 1905, a major religious revival swept through Wales, led by which preacher? John Wesley, Evan Roberts, William Morgan, Rhys Davies.
Christ,
I haven't got a clue for that one.
No, we have not covered. What date range should you give us?
I gave us 1904 to 1905.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, we don't cover anything really, do we?
Past, no, we're not postmodern.
We touch on the
1800s. We're not like 20th century boys.
Just like with Chartists and stuff, but like, yeah, we're not 21st century lads. We
I'm going to say Rhys Davies. William Morgan sounds quite a...
William Morgan does sound... That was what I was drawn to. Should we go for that?
Right,
what's that?
Let's go for that. Yes, 3C.
C, okay.
And I also, when I asked this, I said, write questions that aren't like obvious, like, oh, Wales is the most castles, you know, that only that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked it to write questions that are a bit more difficult. Yeah. So the Red Lady of Paviland is a famous prehistoric skeleton discovered in a cave on the Gower Peninsula. What's surprising about its find? So... is it actually a male skeleton? B, it dates back to the Roman times. C, it was buried with a chariot. Or D, it was covered in gold.
I don't know if I have read about this or if I'm conflating it with something else I've read about. I want to say buried with a chariot.
I want to say chariot. That's quite a cool one.
What's that one? What's C. What's chariot?
That's C? That's 4C.
All right, we'll go for that then. 4C.
Okay, which Welsh engineer is credited with the development of the modern steam engine? A, Richard Trevithick. B, Isambard Kingdom Brunel. C, George Stevenson. Or B, D, William Petty.
Not a fucking clue.
Isambard Kingdom Brunel was, he did the Borough machine, didn't he? And he did make the train, he designed the train station at Cardiff Bay, but I don't think he's Welsh. Yeah, he's English, I think.
Say the names again.
The names are Richard Trevithick, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, George Stevenson, and William Petty.
What about There's not Richard? An obvious Welsh standout name there.
No, but... it's not, is there?
I'll go for Richard. I'll follow your lead on that one.
Right, what was he? For Richard. So 1A. 5A, sorry.
5A, yeah.
What's the Welsh name for the national emblem of Wales, the leek? Daffodil, Kenyn, Eryd, Cowl. It's Kenyn.
The leek, Kenyn, yeah.
Yeah, what's that? 6B.
B.
Which Welsh town is known for having the longest place name in Europe? This is so stupid, because they've written it down, and then you can see which one's the longest. So it goes, Llandudno, Aberystwyth, Llanfairpwll Gwynedd Genedlaethol Llandrobwyll Llandudno, Llandudno, Caerphilly.
Which one could it be? Yeah.
So they haven't thought that one I'm through. Assuming, so that's, yeah, 7C.
AI, not so smart now, are you? No.
Which legendary Welsh figure is said to sleep in a cave waiting for the return of the country's hour of the greatest need? Merlin,
is that
Arthur, Taliesin, or Bran the Blessed? I thought it was Arthur.
I think it's Arthur, isn't it?
Okay, so next question is, the traditional Welsh love spoon, intricately carved from wood, was originally given what? Was originally given as what? A wedding gift, a christening present, a token of affection, or a harvest festival prize?
Wedding gift, I reckon.
Well, me and Em have got one for our wedding, and we've had it made from a really nice company, which I'll probably link in the, I don't know off the top of my head, but I'll put it in the pod notes.
Mm.
And that says a wedding gift to ourselves, but would that be a token of affection? Or well, a wedding gift?
I don't know. Well, me and Amy had one as a gift for our wedding, and it seems like Love Spoon, I would say, is given for a wedding. What were the other options?
B, a christening present. No, it's not that. C, not a token of affection. Like, would I give it to you as a token of affection? Or do you think it's more of a matrimony, a joining of the two? Like, the spoon itself joins.
Well, there's, like, symbolism in it, isn't it? Like, if you have the entwined, like, vines.
That's what we got.
Like,
we got the entwined
like, that's meant to be, like, together forever, isn't it? And then there's, like, different symbol. I would say wedding, but I could also see a little fucking shagger back in the Celtic days whittling this little thing and going, have this, my love. And then like a girl going, oh my God, I'm fucking moist. Yeah, let's marry.
Well, should we say wedding gift?
Wedding gift. 9A. Yeah, we'll 9A. Gift. What's that, A?
Yeah, 9A.
Done.
What unique political status does the Welsh village of Hay on Wye claim? Political seems a funny word there. The smallest town in Wales, the only Welsh town twinned with a city in Africa, an independent book town, the highest village in Wales. Now, it's not the highest village.
No. Hay on Wye does have, that's where they do the book festival, isn't it? Where
it is.
It's called.
Yeah.
Or Hay on Wye Festival.
What does an independent book town mean?
That sounds like a made up thing that AI is trying to do in a fucking fleece. Yeah. Is that what that's
but
what
I'm
going to
say
like.
C, because it is a book town.
Independent book town. Oh. Yeah. Couldn't agree more with you.
So that's round one. Do you want to read out? So what do we put for the first one?
We put B.
Owain Glyndŵr. The answer was Owain Glyndŵr. Number two. So you got that right.
Yes or no. Right. So, two, we went for A.
Yeah. Bartholomew Roberts, Black Bart, correct?
Yes.
Three was, we said, what do we say for question three, which was, question three, to remind people, 1904, 1905, a major religious revival swept through Wales. And we said William Morgan.
C, we said, yeah.
Yeah, and the answer was B, Evan Roberts.
No, it was B, Evan Roberts.
So we are incorrect there, and that is actually correct on Google.
Oh, bastard.
Okay, for question four, it helps, I think, re-saying the question, didn't it, so people know what the question was. The Red Lady of Paviland is a famous prehistoric skeleton discovered in a cave in the Gower Peninsula. What is it famous for? We said buried with a chariot. And actually, I was going to change this answer to a male skeleton, and it is correct. It was a male skeleton.
Ah, shit. So that was, what was that, A?
Yeah.
Male skeleton.
Yeah. Let me just check.
Not a red lady at all.
So that was correct. It was buried with a chariot. The next question was, which Welsh engineer is credited with...
You said it wasn't correct. You said it was a male skeleton.
No. I meant it was correct on Google, as in like AI wasn't wrong. So it's actually a male skeleton.
Ah, got you. So AI was correct.
Correct,
that it was
yeah.
A male skeleton.
We
God,
were wrong.
Confusing.
Yeah, sorry.
This
is
what AI wants. He wants to confuse the little human minds.
Yeah. So next one, which Welsh engineer credited with the development of the modern steam engine? And we said Richard Trevithick. And it is Richard Trevithick, but I don't think he's actually Welsh. He's Cornish. He was born in Cornwall, in Tregaron. But the reason why it's accredited to being Welsh is because it was first used in Merthyr Tydfil. So AI got that a bit wrong.
They blurred the lines a bit, yeah.
Blurred lies. So we got that right technically, but AI got it wrong.
Next, basically, Welsh... AI is a racist because Cornish and Welsh are not the same thing. You're bloody racist.
You're daft racist. Welsh name for the national emblem of the league, Kenin. We got that right.
Kenin. Yeah, that's right.
Welsh town with the longest name in Europe. Welsh figure in a cave. We said King Arthur. They said King Arthur. Correct.
Correcto.
Oh, so now we said, what's the Welsh spoon given for? And we said wedding gift. They said a token of affection.
And I would argue that those could be the same thing.
Well, it's a difficult one. And obviously, it was the love song was given to a young woman by her suitor to prove to her father he was capable.
Oh, so, I knew it.
Yeah. So
remember
I think
my little example I said about a young buck?
Yeah.
That was good.
So I would say we got that wrong, because it's not just when you get married, it's an affection. It's, yeah.
It is. No.
And then the last one was political status of a Welsh village. Hey, on my independent book town.
We said independent. Independent book town. That's mad.
And the next one.
And AI was correct on that, was that as well?
Yes, yeah. Well, it just we got the right answer there. So
we got from that one, we got, hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10. Not bad, not bad. 7 out of 10 for that one.
Well, the next one. Is Welsh history and entertainment. So I've done it a bit more like entertainment stuff.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So same format again, 10 questions. If you could write them down for me and I'll...
Always the same.
Yeah, always the same. Never changes. Which Welsh actor, born in Port Talbot, played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs? Michael Sheen, Richard Burton, Anthony Hopkins, Matthew Rhys. And we know that.
See, Anthony Hopkins, obviously.
Yeah, one C.
Of Hops. Yeah.
The hymn Calon Lan is a famous Welsh song, but what does Calon Lan translate to? Pure heart, brave heart, golden heart, loving heart. It's pure heart. So 2A. Yes. Which 2A, is the longest running Welsh language television soap opera? Pobla Cwm, Rownd a Rownd, Teulu, Tipyn o Stad. It's got to be Pobla Cwm.
It's Pobla Cwm, right?
People of the Valley.
Although,
it's got
to
be.
I love the callback to Rownd a Rownd, though. That's great.
Question 4. Which Welsh actress starred in The Mask of Zorro in Chicago? And this is funny, they asked this, because when me and Jack were in the pits of despair coming back from our Welsh road trip, I was like,
the only
really
thing
bad.
That could get us back
was The Mask of Zorro discussing Catherine Zeta-Jones and her on-screen chemistry with Banderas.
I would argue in that film that, like, don't get me wrong, Catherine Zeta-Jones is an absolute sex symbol in that film,
beautiful.
But Banderas is equally
Banderas,
so. Yeah. I'd even say
Hopkins.
Hopkins
is awesome.
Sexy Hopkins. Of all the things, the adjectives I would describe Hopkins with, sexy would never be one of them. Usually, if you watch The Mask of Zorro and you see him in his little, like,
he's got his chest out of it.
Blair on Holiday with the fucking.
He's got Blair on Holiday.
He's whipping, like, I don't know, fucking whipping candles out with his bloody whip.
And you hear the panther.
And you think, you know what? That's a sexy old Welshman.
So, question 4. Which actress starred in The Mask of Zorro Chicago? It's question. Answer A, Catherine Zeta-Jones as Zeta Jones. It's funny, right? So I don't know who Eva Miles is, or Eve Miles.
I know. Yeah, she's in, like, Torchwood and stuff, isn't she?
Well, the next two is Ruth Jones and Joanna Page. And imagine if... So Ruth Jones, Nessa from Gavin Stacey.
Wow.
Imagine
that
if
that would be something.
That'd be class. Oh, that Zorro, so what a kidding.
Oh, so she, you know when he, like, does his rapier and he, like, whips off her straps and her tits fall out?
She just goes, fuck it, and it sparks him right
out. The hair, like, in the original, like, the hair covers her boobs and it's, like, very...
She's
PG-13.
Got a bob, isn't she?
But imagine... But yeah, Bob is just fucking absolute milky duds, just like fucking flop out.
Oh, fucking man.
Oh, Zorro, mate.
So yeah, we're seeing Catherine Zeta-Jones for that, aren't we? 4A.
Of course, yeah. 4A.
5, what is the name of the Welsh dragon on the national flag of Wales? Y Ddraig Coch, B, Y Ddraig Fawr, C, Ddraig Cudd, D, Ddraig Aur. So Ddraig Aur is a gold dragon. Ddraig Cudd. I don't know what that word means. Let me Google that.
That's like hidden dragon, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought. Cuvior, Cudd. That sounds like it'd be hidden, hiding.
I would say the Ddraig Coch, but my thing would be a Ddraig Cadwaladr.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
From the legend, Ddraig Cadwaladr.
So this might be when we Google.
Because I think maybe, the Red Dragon. Everyone calls it the Red Dragon. Of course they do. But
I think we should go with Ddraig Coch because that is what we call it.
I think A5A. It's definitely not those other ones. Like, why would it be Hidden Dragon?
Hidden Dragon. Crouching Tiger. Gold Hidden Dragon.
Gold Dragon, though.
Wasn't it?
Lesser known symbol. Was it All England or was it Llywelyn? I can't remember now.
One of them was the first time they used the dragon as a symbol, and it was All England.
I think it was Glyndŵr, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Owain Glyndŵr. It was he used the gold dragon of Wales as a war banner. And not very often, actually, only that one time.
We actually never released that episode, but we discussed how, like, Queen Victoria, or Queen Elizabeth, it was Queen Elizabeth who was a big proponent of making the Welsh flag popular. The Queen who just popped her clogs, she was very much of an advocate that the Welsh flag should be flown at every single Welsh building of governance. So any single Welsh government building in Wales should have the Welsh flag flying, because it wasn't a huge... It wasn't adopted till like the 40s, I don't think. I think it took a while.
It's one of the later flags, especially out of the UK flags. It's one of the later ones to have actually become official in that the Welsh dragon has been a symbol of Wales.
1959.
God knows. Yeah, yeah. 59 is the official flag, but the Welsh dragon has been a symbol of Wales for the one we see,
and Queen Elizabeth, that's the one who just died, isn't it, Lizzie?
Mm.
She was like a real proponent of making sure that that was like a distinct feature of Wales, which is quite, good on her. Yeah, because I'm a massive anti-royalist, but that was quite a good thing. The next one, the village of Port Madeon in North Wales was famously used for setting a witch 1960 TV show. A, Doctor Who, B, The Avengers, C, The Prisoner, or D, The Saint. That's an easy one for me. It's The Prisoner.
You know what? Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. My hazard a guess would have been Doctor Who because of how weird and kooky it is.
No, so the whole village was designed... We should probably discuss that on another one, but for people who don't know... there was a TV show in the 60s called The Prisoner, and it was one of the most expensive TV shows the UK had made. And they built an entire Italian village in North Wales, and they use it as the set. And now you can go visit there, and it's like people live there, and it's stunning.
They didn't make that for the TV show, did they? You're going to blow my mind now, because I thought that there was just this crazy like architect who wanted to like give a bit of Italy kind of... He was Italian, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Italian. Don't know what came... I'm not sure if it's because of the show or because... So it's called Port Madeon, isn't it? So Port Madeon, it's fabricated in a sense. So it's not organic. It was specifically made as kind of like a tourist
designed
thing.
To be... Yeah. I would absolutely recommend going to see it. It's class. It's really amazing. The architecture there is crazy. And it looks like a set. It does look like a TV set. But there's actual buildings. People actually live there.
Yeah, people live in there, and it's like a...
There's a pub down on the fucking coast. We went for ice cream there and had a couple of beers and all that, and it's amazing down there. It seems like you walk into a different country.
It is bizarre.
Because of how different the architecture is.
So it was designed and built by Sir Ian Clough William Ellis between 1925 and 1967 in that Baroque style. But it became like really famous in the 60s when it was the set of The Prisoner, and it is so bizarre. It looks stunning. It looks like you're in Venice. Not Venice, I'd be mad. In like if you've ever seen series 2 of White Lotus, it looks like that. It is crazy. But that's what I know that's
what answer was that? 6
C.
C. Right, okay.
Oh, this might be a tough... Who was the first Welsh actor to win an Academy Award? Stanley Baker, who's my favourite Welsh actor, who's in Zulu. Richard Burton, Ray Milland, or Anthony Hopkins?
I'm pretty sure it's B, Richard Burton.
I'm thinking Richard Burton.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
In which year did Wales achieve its first Grand Slam in the rugby in the Six Nations?
Oh, Christ.
So I'll give you the answer. Me and you aren't massive on rugby, are we? So we're going to piss off a few people here.
Probably.
2005, or B, 2008, C, 2012, D, 1994. I think Welsh rugby was in the doldrums.
I know for a fact that we won it. I'm saying fact now. Maybe my memory is not as good as it was. I'm sure we won it in 2003 and 2005. So that makes me think it's D.
And I think Welsh rugby was in the doldrums up until around Welsh rugby was doing pretty bad in like the end of the 80s. So I think in the 1994 they might have had their comeback.
We had a real, especially like early 2000s, we were doing very well. I remember only because I was in uni and I used to go out for
2008 we didn't win it because... Oh no, 2008 I think we did win it, and then 2009, 10, and 11 we didn't, and then 2012 we definitely did because I was at uni then, and it was the last year before I left that we won it. But it's not that; it was way earlier than that. I'm gonna say 1994. But yeah, it was Six Nations. It was the Six Nations era then, wasn't it? Because before that it was Five Nations.
Yeah, I think maybe not long before it might have been Five Nations, but I'm almost certain that we weren't in 2003 as well. Yeah. So, I think it's that one. We'll go for that.
So 1994, D. The BBC Wales production Doctor Who was primarily filmed in which Welsh city? Swansea, B, Newport, C, Cardiff, B, Bangor. And we know that's Cardiff. Last question. Easy. Who is the Welsh-born founder of the modern police force, often associated with the establishment of the Metropolitan Police in London? I knew someone called Will Williams, and my sister went, "Oh, do you think her parents knew that he was called Will Williams?" As if it was a shock to them.
She was really
clever, my sister, like crazy academic, but so dopey on things. She was like, "Do you think they realised that her surname was Williams?" Like, yeah, I think they knew. So Will Williams, Robert Peel, Thomas Picton, John Fielding.
Mate, this is an absolute roll of the dice. I have no idea on this one.
So I don't think it's Robert
Peel. Say the names again.
William Williams, Robert Peel, Thomas Picton, John Fielding.
I want to see William Williams because that's like a double Welsh name.
And we love a Welsh name, don't we?
Yeah.
So and it's going
William
with,
Will, Williams.
Yeah, Will Williams.
Go for it. 10A. All right. Go on then.
Okay. So
let us know what we did on that.
So first answer, Anthony Hopkins, 1C. Got that right?
Yes. Okay.
2A, Pure Heart, Callan Land. So let me read the questions again. So the question, what does Callan Land mean? It's Pure Heart. What was the first question? The first question was...
famous actor from Port Talbot, is that right?
Yes, famous actor from Port Talbot, yeah. Third question was, what is the longest running Welsh language show? Pobla Cwm. Correct.
Yes, come on.
Which Welsh actress starred in Mask of Zorro in Chicago? Catherine Zeta-Jones. Correct.
Yeah.
Then number five... what's the name of the dragon? We said Dracoch, Red Dragon. Correct. So it's 5-5.
Did you double check that?
I did.
It's correct on the internet.
It's on Visit Wales. Where's the Port Madog? Port Madeon. It's a film set of what TV show? And it's Prisoner. Correct. Prisoner.
Oh, clean house.
Clean
on
house. Yeah. Seven. Question seven. Who was the first Welsh actor to win an Academy Award? And we said Richard Burton, and it's Ray Milland.
Ray Milland? Was that one of the options?
Yeah, so that was the third option. And so the other options were Sandy Baker, Richard Burton, Ray Milland.
And we've confirmed that?
Yep, confirmed.
Bloody hell, so we got that wrong. Yeah. Oh, well. I would have definitely gone for Burton. I'd never even heard of that Ray Milland. What was he in? What did he get it for?
Well, he was in The Lost Weekend... Jungle Princess, Smart Girls, Flying Scotsman, Easy Living's a famous one, but these are like in the 1930s. For Murder, which is Alfred Hitchcock's big one.
Oh, I have heard that.
He was in loads of things with like Gene Kelly, who else? Ginger Rogers, Grace Kelly.
Yeah, so, a bit before our time, I suppose. Bit before so we can our be time. Forgiven. We can be, be forgiven for that.
Which year did they win the first Six Nations?
I believed in us on this one.
We said 1994. They've said 2005. But I just Googled it. And if you look at where Wales... I'm on the Welsh Rugby Union website. Wales have won the championship outright in... so loads of numbers. Then... 1998, 1999, 1994, 2005, 2008. So 1994, I was wrong about thinking 2003 then, but anyway, did you say 2003? That wasn't an option, I thought. No, it was an option, but I was like I'm sure they won 2003, which made me think it was 1994, whatever the fuck the number D was.
Is AI wrong on that one? Because you said it was
the
70s?
No, to be fair, they're right. Because it didn't come the Six Nations till 2000.
AI's outsmarting us.
They absolutely got us.
Bastards.
It's mad that it was only 2000. I suppose we were only 10 years old, so we didn't know much about it then.
Yeah, I guess.
And then question nine, BBC production Doctor Who in what city? Cardiff. And then who established the Met Police? Robert Peel. We said Will Williams. And they're correct on that one. Yeah, so 8 out of 10 there, is it?
7 out of 10, mate, again.
So here's the final round of questions that are designed to be particularly challenging for those who have a deep knowledge of Welsh history. That's what I asked it to do.
Which
battle in 878 AD saw Rhodri Fawr, aka Rhodri the Great, defeated by the Saxons, leading to the loss of his kingdom of Gwynedd? Battle of Anglesey, Battle of Conwy, Battle of Corwen, Battle of the Severn. Now, I know this one. It's Battle of Anglesey.
You know this because...
In which year was the Statute of Rhuddlan enacted, effectively annexing Wales to England? 1277, 1284, 1294, 1301. So we know this is 1284 because Llywelyn died in 1282.
Oh, right after Llywelyn, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, yeah. it became statute. Yeah, so 1284. The Welsh Laws Court.
Right, B.
The Welsh Laws of Court and Law of Hywel were codified at the Council of which location? Aberfraw, Tregaron, Whitland, or Dolgellau? So A, Aberfraw, B, Tregaron, C, Whitland, or D, Dolgellau?
Aberfraw was a big deal.
Aberfraw was a big deal, wasn't it?
Mm,
so
yeah.
We know Aberfraw was a big part of Welsh history, so should we go with that one?
I'll go for... Yeah, I would... My instinct is going Aberfraw, or Aberfraw, however you pronounce
Aberfraw.
It.
Who was the mother of the famous Welsh prince Owain Glyndŵr? A. Elen Ferch Thomas. B. Marged Ferch Dafydd. C. Angharad Ferch Llywelyn. B. Gwenllian Ferch Griffith. So we know it's not that one.
It's not Gwenllian Ferch Griffith, no. I'm going to say, what was that second one you said?
Marged Ferch Dafydd.
Marged Ferch Dafydd. I'm pretty sure, was it Owain...
I think Ellen was his wife.
Yeah.
Angharad or Damarged? B or C, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I reckon it's B. That's what I'm going with.
I think C, we'll go with B. So if you're wrong...
Hang on, say the question again and then do B and C and let's see what ring resonates with you.
Who was the mother of Owain Glyndŵr? Marged Ferch Dafydd, Angharad Ferch Llywelyn.
You think it's Marged, do you?
No, I think Angharad.
Oh, sorry, Angharad. Okay, we'll go with Angharad. What was that? Of C.
Yeah.
Okay, go with Angharad.
Okay. 5. The discovery of the prehistoric site of Bryn Celli Ddu on Anglesey revealed a passage of tomb from which period? So this one is actually someone suggested on social media. I put a call out on Insta saying what else should we cover, and someone said Bryn Celli Ddu. They said it's something. I'm pretty sure it's Iron Age or Bronze Age. No, Neolithic. Yeah, like they said Neolithic.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna. So the options were what? A, Neolithic. B, Bronze Age. C, Iron Age. D, Roman Era. Now I've never known anything about it. It just looks very promiscuous. If you Google, I remember looking at it when they said it's a bit of a gap. Bit of a sexual gap right in the mound. So I'm going to say Neolithic, and I think we should trust me on that one.
Go on, do that one then. So that's A.
Yeah. 6. What was the profession of Welsh-born scientist William Robert Grove known for inventing the Grove cell? What a nerd.
The Grove cell.
A, chemist. B, physic. C, biologist. D, engineer. It's got to be biologist if it's a cell, isn't it?
But if it's a cell, is it a cell as in a biology cell, or a cell as in like a, they've created a space, like a physical space cell?
What do you mean? Like a prison
cell? Like, you know, like a cell, like a prison cell, yeah.
Well, I assume if he's a scientist, he didn't invent the cell.
Well, no, but like, I mean, cell. It could be something like, you know, cells can, it's not necessarily a prison cell, I guess, but like you have fuel cells, don't you?
What are they?
I don't fucking know. I'm not a bloody engineer.
Well, engineer is one of them. Engineer is D.
That's what I mean. So like, it could be a fuel cell, like you put, you know, like
I don't know anything about science, though. So yeah, but it might, if you say cell, to me, that's like biology. But can you invent a cell?
Well, that's what I mean. You can't discover invent biology, it, can you? You just discover a biological cell. You could invent a fuel cell, I reckon.
Yeah. So what, you're going to say engineer? So,
I would go engineer. I'm teaching.
I think you're completely wrong, and you fucked this.
Okay, we'll see now. So what was engineer?
Sorry, 6D.
C. 6D.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
7. The first Eisteddfod under royal patronage was in which year? Well, this is difficult. So the first A, 1176, B, 1292, C, 1450, D, 1568. Now, can I give you my...
I think... Go on, you say yours first, yeah.
Well, I think the first one, I think, was 1176. But I think under royal patronage was 1292, because 10 years after... and I think the class royal is like a British English royal.
Yeah, I tend to agree with it, because I was about to say the first one.
But would they let Wales have one that early on when Edward I killed all the Druids? So maybe I'm thinking the 1500s?
No, you're right. Because if he was willing to kill all the bards to stop whether they talk about it, I reckon it is the first one. I'd go with.
I think the royal patronage has thrown me, and I think it would be the 1568 one when Wales became, like you said, had its first representation in Parliament.
Oh, shit. Yeah, now you're muddying up my mind now. I don't know.
Well, I called the last... You called engineer, so can I call this one?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I do. So what do you say, 7D. C for that one?
7D.
7D.
1568.
Okay. Right, we'll go for that.
Okay, which Welsh chieftain led the resistance against the Norman invaders and was known for his victory at the Battle of Creag Mawr in 1136? So we've done this battle. And the options are Griffith ap Cynan, Owain Gwynedd, Cadwaladr ap Griffith, Griffith ap Rhys. Now, Griffiths ap Rhys and Griffiths ap Cynan were both around at the same time. Griffiths ap Rhys went off with Griffith ap Cynan's daughter, Gwen Llian.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure they both came to fight there, because Gwen Llian at this point had died.
It wasn't, I don't think it was a...
Griffith didn't come, did he? Because Griffith ap Cynan
wasn't
didn't
Griffith
come
down. Rhys, because Rhys was Gwen Llian's.
No, but I think
husband,
it was.
Right?
It was. I think it was Griffith ap Rhys, because.
Oh, do you reckon?
His husband. They came to this battle. So in the story, Gwen Llian had now been killed, and then Griffiths had come down to fight against the Normans, and Griffiths ap Cynan was her father, and Griffith ap Rhys was the husband, and I think Griffith ap Rhys came down with Griffith ap Cynan's brothers. So Griffith ap Rhys, the husband, came down with Gwen Llian's brothers, who were the sons of Griffith ap Cynan. So I think it's D, Griffith ap Rhys.
No, but Rhys was the husband, right?
Yeah, Griffith ap Rhys was the husband.
Right, that's it. No, not Griffith ap Rhys, just Rhys.
No, Rhys was their son, who we haven't covered yet.
Is that Rhys?
Lord Rhys. Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's where I'm getting confused.
Well, so Griffith ap Cynan was from Gwynedd, and Griffith ap Rhys was from De Heybarth. Griffith ap Rhys and Gwen Llian spent that long time in the forest running around causing all this mischief. Right. And then when Griffith ap Rhys went to Griffith ap Cynan to say, come give me your soldiers, we need a fight, that's when his wife was killed.
That's when Gwen Llian had the fight.
And I'm pretty sure that's when Griffith ap Cynan sent his sons to go with Griffith ap Rhys. So I'm going to say D for that. I'm going to step in.
D. Yeah, no, I agree with you. My fucking mind was all over the shop on that one. But yeah, D.
1404, Owain Glyndŵr called a Welsh parliament in which town, seeking to consolidate its control and establishment in Welsh state. Macunlleth, Aberystwyth, Harlech, Cardigan. I'm pretty sure it's Macunlleth, because that was considered the Welsh capital for a while.
Macunlleth, yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair,
if you still go there now,
I wouldn't be able to guess.
If you go to Macunlleth now, there's a sign saying "Ancient Capital City of Wales."
We'll go for Macunlleth. What letter was that?
That is A.
A. We'll go for Macunlleth. Why not?
All these have come into the period of history, which I love. So it's a bit unfair because it's the ones.
I should know it as well. I just had too many carlings, I think.
The Llyn Cerrig Bach hoard, a significant find of Iron Age artifacts, was discovered on which island? Anglesey, or in Welsh, Ynysmon, Bardsley Island, C, Holy Island, D, Ramsey Island. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Llyn Cerrig.
Stone Lake.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, geography is not my best suit anyway, but I'm trying to think of anything that sort of references that. I mean, I just say Ynysmon, just for, because that's in Wales.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
What's that, A?
Yes.
Go on then. Let's see how we've done on this one.
Oh, also for question eight, we overlooked Owain Gwynedd, who was Owain Vowd, who was also at Creek Mowd. So, I think they'd probably attribute it to him.
We did the Battle of Creek Mowd so long ago. I know we've covered it, but like I just don't remember.
Yeah. I think, but Owain Gwynedd is considered like the big boy, so he would probably be the chief main chieftain.
I think if Owain Gwynedd was the, do you think he was the leader at that time though? Like,
yeah, because he was like he went on to be the
you know, oh yeah, like went on to yeah. be the big time boy.
And Griffith ap Rhys was never anywhere near as big as Lord Rhys, and yeah, his, that's like, true. So I'm gonna say Owain Gwynedd for that.
Okay, so what was that then?
So change that one. So question 8B instead of 8D.
What did you say, 8B?
8B, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And right, the reason on, I was looking at that, because I scrolled them back up, because I haven't got a fucking clue for Llincerig. So we're going to say Ynys Môn, so 10A. Okay, so we said the first one, which battle, 878, did Rhodri Fawr get defeated by the Saxons? We said the Battle of Anglesey, mm-hmm. That's correct. Next one, we said, when was the statue of Rhuddlan erected? We said 1284, and that's correct.
We fucking shit out, mate.
Then we said, where was the Welsh doors and course of Hoddar codified? And we said Aberfraw, and we're incorrect. It's Whitland.
See, Aberfraw or Aberfraw does come up a lot, doesn't it? That's why.
Yeah, should we double check that we're not that
we're not that fucking dumb.
We're not being hoodwinked.
Yeah, go on, have a little look.
No, so yeah, Whitland. I think they're right on that. So we got that wrong, Aberfraw.
Ah, shit.
The next question was, who was the mother of famous Welsh prince? And we said Angharad Felch Llywelyn. And they've said Gwenllian Felch Griffith, which is categorically wrong.
That is definitely not right.
So let's Google that. And it's Ellen Felch Thomas Llywelyn.
So we did get it wrong, but yeah. I also got it wrong.
Yeah. So yeah, his mother, Ellen Felch Thomas Ap Llywelyn of Deheubarth, was a noble, but it thought his father died. Yeah. So they got that wrong. We got it wrong. So
fair enough. I don't want to stalemate on the wrongness there.
No. So Bryn Celli Ddu, we said Neolithic.
Oh, because we had that input from Insta, didn't we?
Yeah, let's see. Yes, it's an iconic Neolithic tomb. Wee. So we got that right.
Cheers, whoever that was on Insta who gave us the answer.
William Robert Grove. We said he invented the Grove cell. But what was the Grove cell?
What was a cell? What is a cell?
We said engineer.
I reckon it's like a fuel cell of some kind.
Okay, he was a Welsh physical scientist. Does that mean physicist? So we said engineer, and they said physicist. Yeah, so it's physicist. Yeah. Pathetic.
God damn it. So what was the cell? I want to know now. What was a Grove cell?
I don't know, man. It's fucking... I tried to read it. It's too sciencey for me.
Grove cell. It was a Grove fuel cell.
Oh, no way.
Pioneer of the fuel cell technology. He was a physicist, not an engineer. So I was bloody half right. But no points for half scores.
No points for half scores here, mate. No. So then the next one we said, the first is Eisteddfod under royal patronage. And we said 1568, because we felt like before that, if we did, because we both know the first was 1176. But we didn't think that class as royal because of how Welsh monarchy kind of
oppression,
wasn't the same.
All that shit, yeah.
Well, also Welsh monarchy wasn't, you know, in 1176 there wasn't a King of Wales, so I don't know how they did the patronage. No. But apparently it was 1176. The first documented instance was Prince Rhys ap Griffith. So who was actually mentioned a minute ago was I think Lord Rhys.
Lord Rhys. Well, there we go. So we got that one wrong.
Yeah. So they actually, so
that made sense though. Your reasoning, we had our logic, was solid, didn't we? There.
Yeah.
We were solid there, I think.
Yeah. Okay. The next one then, I said, So the next one then was, who was the Welsh chieftain at the Norman invaders? Who's the Welsh chieftain and the visitors to the Norman invaders at Battle of Creek Mawr? And I said Griffiths ap Rhys originally, then I switched to Owain Gwynedd. And they have said Griffiths ap Rhys. So my first guess. I don't think we're wrong there, because if you check, it's both of them were, so at Battle of Creek Mawr,
both of them were present. I know what you mean, is that who takes,
who led it?
The top job, if you like, isn't it? Yeah. Because like you said, Griffith ap Rhys.
So if you Google it, led by Owain Gwynedd, son of King of Gwynedd, Griffith ap Rhys, it just says the two of them, but I don't know, man.
If you're gonna place them both in a hierarchy, do you know what I mean?
Owain Gwynedd has been recorded. I reckon we give ourselves that. Timer. Let's give ourselves that.
So it's just discount the answer and say yes to that. Okay, yeah. All right.
In 1404, Owain Glyndŵr called a parliament in which town? And I said Machynlleth, and it is Machynlleth.
There we go, yes.
And then 10, we said the Llyn Cerrig Bach hoard was a significant find of Iron Age artifacts in discovered where? And you said Anglesey, and you're correct, it is Anglesey. Yay. In this form.
Right, so for that one, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10. Our worst round. hardest quiz, worst round, I'd say.
Well, that was a toughie, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was tough.
I've got other ones, but I think three rounds is enough, really, isn't it? It's a bit of a...
I think so. My noodle is already baking, mate. So.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the shop. Well, Dylan Grandel, let us know how you got on with that. Did you find that too easy? Or do you want any more quizzes? Oh, it'd be good if you send us in questions.
Ooh, yeah.
We'd like that. Anyway.
Oh, we love
that. Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Oh. We watched Mad Max the other day, and it's so funny how Chris Hemsworth just like Aussies squawk, don't they? Oh my, that dude.
They have this massive car wreck. He's going up and he goes, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Where are you?
Where are you, mate? Come on, mate. Get out of there. Come on, mate. Anyway, Dylan Grandel, this has been mad. This is three episodes back to back. Apologise how mad this is. We love you. Goodbye.
Yeah. So that's awesome.